Saturday night, the Warriors host the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a 5:30 p.m. tip-off here at Oracle Arena. And in the pregame, please note our Hoops for Troops presented by Crown Royal Care Package Drive with donations supporting U.S. military service members via Operation Care and Comfort. As Philly brings some of the league's brightest young stars to town, as this season the Sixers are stringing some wins together while figuring to be in the mix for a playoff spot in the East, and the Warriors riding a five-game win streak, having taken down the Timberwolves on Wednesday night. In the game against Minnesota, where Kevin Durant was out, Klay Thompson with a game-high 28 points and 6 trays, while Stephen Curry driving the action with game-highs in assists and rebounds, 8 in each category, to go with 22 points, helping the Warriors separate from the T-Wolves in a third quarter where the Warriors outscored Minnesota by 18. Here's Coach Kerr after the 125-101 victory.
Steve, just what was the key to the third quarter, and how nice was it to have so many different players contribute with Durant out?
Well, we threw it to our guys instead of the other guys. That was pretty, as simple as it sounds. That's what happened. First half, we probably just threw away 5 passes without even thinking, just throwing it to the other team, and that led to, I think they had like 15 points off our turnovers. So third quarter, we just took care of the ball, and when we do that, because of our talent and because of the pressure Steph can put on the defense at the point of attack, then the ball starts to really move, and you saw how beautiful that was in the second half. We had 37 assists total, and so it's all about taking care of the ball and defending, and the defense part I'm really pleased with. I think it's about the fifth straight really good defensive effort we've had, so that's a great sign.
Nick Young kind of got some of those Durant minutes tonight. I want to ask you not about his shooting, but he had a couple defensive plays, mm-hmm, and an assist. I saw you really fist pumping over there.
I like Nick's effort tonight at the defensive end. He's pretty good on the ball. I think his defense on the ball is his strength, and he's got to continue to work on his off-ball defense. But I loved his energy. I loved his intent out there. He gets a little shy sometimes. I want to encourage him to shoot. So we'll talk more about that.
Steve, along those.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Nick Young, JaVale McGee, Sean Livingston in that one stretch. Did you see some kind of chemistry with those three? Was there something with those three on the court that really clicked, you think?
Well, I think it's a combination that we wanted to go to before the game with KD out. JaVale gives us such energy, and Nick obviously can shoot the ball. So you want Sean out there to kind of orchestrate and settle everybody down. And so that was really a good combination. I thought JaVale's minutes were fantastic. He's plus 15 and whatever, 9 minutes, and great energy. And Sean had a really nice night. So, that was a good combination. Seemed to change the game a little bit.
Steve, along those lines, seeing so many different guys do some of the little things, Caspi blocking some shots, and how encouraged are you by all of that?
I actually kind of like these games when we have to sit somebody in a weird way. It's good for our team. I mean, we're lucky. We're in a position where we've got so much talent that we can afford to miss one of our main guys and still be able to compete at a high level. So on a night like this, it allows guys like Omri and Nick to step in there and get good minutes, and it's good for the team. It's good for morale. It's good for individual development. And it forces the group to play together when you're missing, one of your main guys. So I like nights like this. And as I said, we're fortunate to be able to, with our depth and our talent, to be able to make up for the loss of a great player.
Hey Steve, just the fact that it's so early in the season, I was wondering, what was your sense going in as far as just the team's readiness to absorb any kind of absence like this with Durant?
I felt good about it because we've been rock solid now the last four or five games. Our defense has picked up. So I had no worries about playing without KD because I know we've got a lot of guys who know how to play and some vets. And Omri's just like just a fantastic piece to have. I don't even know what his role is from one night to the next. I guess that's what his role is just to be ready. And I never know before the game when I'm going to put him in, but I know when I put him in, he's going to do a great job and keep the action going with his cutting, his energy, his defense. So he's been a tremendous addition.
Coach Andre had a solid game with 11 points. And what did you think of his performance tonight, just being inserted into the game, for the inserted in the starting lineup for the first time in like 2 years?
Has it been 2 years?
Yes. Wow. In regular season.
Yeah. Andre's Andre. We always know what we're going to get from him, which is great defense and directing the team as a kind of a point forward. I wanted to put him in the starting lineup to play him with the backcourt of Steph and Clay, so he could play make and also hopefully get a couple open looks, and which he did, and he knocked him down. So it's a good night for Andre and for everybody, really.
To follow up to that, how big was his ultimate willingness to come off the bench in 2014 for what you had coming in as a new coach?
Well, I've said this before, but Andre's willingness to come off the bench set the tone for everything that we do here, and that acceptance and unselfishness still resonates with our group. I can always point to Andre's sacrifice that year as, you know, kind of setting the tone for who we are and what we do, and that's why when we play everybody and you know, some guys don't get big minutes, and it could go either way, you know, the way we do things, because you're trying to keep everybody happy, but when you do that, sometimes you can upset some people. But Andre's example set the tone early on here for everybody to be unselfish and to understand it's about the group, and it's been a powerful force for us.
Steve, to have Al Addles back in the building and a happy birthday by the whole arena, what did that mean to you?
That was great. I loved hearing the crowd sing to him, and that was one of the best moments of the night, and it was good to see him in the building.
Steve, you look at Steph's game and five turnovers in the first half. He's kind of throwing the ball around. It wasn't his best game, and then you look at the box score, and he almost has a triple-double. Do you feel like, obviously he's had a great start to the season, but do you almost feel like we're kind of taking him for granted? He's been so good and so good for so many years now.
I don't know. I mean, we marvel at what he does every single night, but I think part of the package with Steph is that, you know, he's so fluid and loose, which makes him great, but it also means some games he'll just throw the ball to the other team, you know, a couple times, and you're like, what is that, you know, and he comes to the sidelines, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing, and but what he does in every area, really, defensively, offensively, is just so forceful that you live with a few turnovers, and you hope that he makes, you know, better decisions, which he did in the second half. But the guy is just—it's just stunning, really, with the impact he makes. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, there's obviously been so many great players in this league who have dominated, and you know, you think about Michael Jordan immediately, or Larry Bird, or Magic, and Shaq. You know, what he did to the defense. You know, you had to pay so much attention to him, and Steph is similar, but in a different way from everybody else. You know, I've never seen anybody put that much pressure on the defense 35 feet from the hoop and generate the spacing and the pace and the chaos that ensues defensively once he gets going towards the rim. So everything we do, you know, starts with Steph, and he's brilliant. So if he wants to throw the ball to the other team a couple times, we're okay with it. Thanks.
And after Saturday night's game against the Sixers, one more game here at Oracle Arena before the team heads out on a four-game road trip. And it's coming up on Monday, November the 13th, with the Orlando Magic visiting on what will be Stephen Curry Champions Edition Bobblehead Night, presented by Kaiser Permanente. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.